We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Georgia is the new number one in the AP polls after their big win over Tennessee at Sanford Stadium in Athens. You got TCU climbing up to number four, and Alabama drops all the way to number 10 after their loss to LSU at Baton Rouge on Saturday, 32-31 in overtime. Great win for LSU. It's unbelievable to me how Alabama loses games and they only drop a little bit. I mean, you're number six, you lose, and now you're number 10. Everybody else, like, you look at Tennessee, they were number one, they lose, they drop to number five. I mean, these big powers lose and nothing happens to them. It really is unbelievable. The Bulldogs had the most votes that they've seen, receiving 62 of 63 first place votes from the media, and number two Ohio State got the other first place vote. They certainly didn't get it for their performance in Evanston at Ryan Field on Saturday in a 40-mile-an-hour wind and driving rain as they looked like crap against Northwestern. They did win, but they didn't look like Ohio State. 21-7 was the final. Michigan moved up a spot to number three, and TCU jumped three spots to number four, as I mentioned, their highest ranking since late in the 2017 season. Sonny Dykes has done a hell of a job down in Fort Worth with the Frogs. Tennessee at five fell three spots after losing on the road to the defending national champions. They look terrible in Athens. For the first time in the playoff era, Bama and Clemson both lost on the same day, and they both fell in the rankings. The Tide, as I mentioned, lost to LSU in overtime, and they end up at number 10 for their worst ranking since 2015. And it is kind of nice to see them with their worst ranking in 7 years, isn't it? I'm so sick and tired of Crimson Tide this, Crimson Tide that. It's always Nick Saban's world, and we're all just living in it. He's always ranked number one. He's always in the playoff. They are not going to the playoff this year. The Tide are bye-bye. LSU jumped eight spots to number seven, the Tigers' best ranking since they started number six in 2020. Brian Kelly already doing a great job down at LSU with that huge win over Bama. Obviously, Tennessee went down there and beat their ass in Baton Rouge. But other than that, they've played great. Clemson fell seven spots to a season low number 12 after their ugly loss at Notre Dame on Saturday night. The Irish spanked them 35-14. Last year, the Tigers fell all the way out of the top 25 for the first time since 2011. Dabo Swinney's team was not ready for the Irish on Saturday at Notre Dame Stadium. That's for sure. They got rolled. Oregon reached a season high number six, and Pac-12 rivals USC is eighth, and UCLA is ninth, and that rounds out the top 10 with Bama being 10. Now, Alabama held on to its top 10 ranking and its streak of weeks in the top 10. The Tide have a streak of 120 straight polls, ranked no worse than 10th. That's the second longest streak in the history of the poll behind the Miami Canes from 85 to 93. Number 18, Texas got back into the polls with their impressive win at K-State. Number 20, Notre Dame went from preseason number 5 to unranked by week 3. And they beat Syracuse and then they beat Clemson, so they're at number 20 and back in the scene. Number 24, Washington, was there in September, then fell on the road. And the Huskies are very tough when they play in Seattle, so they're ranked again at 24. Florida State, 25, was ranked for a week in October before a three-game skid. Now they're back after crushing Miami at Hard Rock on Saturday night in South Florida. ACC rival Syracuse and Wake Forest are gone from the rankings after they both had their second straight losses. The Deacons are unranked for the first time this season. Oklahoma State is out of the rankings. Terrible performance by them 2 weeks in a row at K-State, and then at Kansas, they got spanked by the Jayhawks. Oregon State had a one-week involvement with the rankings, and that broke a nine-season top 25 drought for them, but they're back out. So let's look at the conferences now. The SEC has five, numbers 1, 5, 7, 10, and 11. The Pac-12 has five, numbers 6, 8, 9, 13, and 24. The ACC has four, numbers 12, 15, 17, and 25. The Big Ten has four, numbers 2, 3, 14, and 21. The Big 12 has three, numbers 4, 18, and 23. The American has two, numbers 16 and number 22. And the independents have two, numbers 19 and number 20. So now you get ranked against ranked this week, as number 10 Alabama goes to Oxford to see number 11 Ole Miss at the Grove. And number 24 Washington goes to Outson and Eugene to see number 6 Oregon. Number 4, TCU, unbeaten at number 18, Texas, in Austin. That'll be a brutal game for the Frogs. And number 22, UCF, taking on number 16, Tulane, down in New Orleans. So from 25-1, it goes Florida State 25, Washington 24, Kansas State 23, UCF 22, Illinois 21, after they lost to Michigan State in an upset in Champaign. Notre Dame is 20th. Liberty beat Arkansas. They're 8-1. They're 19th. They get no respect. Texas 18. NC State 17 after beating Wake. Tulane is 16th. They beat Tulsa. Number 15, North Carolina, is 8-1. Penn State's 14th. They rolled Indiana. Number 13 is Utah. They handled Arizona. Number 12 is Clemson. They deserve to fall further, if you ask me. Number 11 is Ole Miss. Number 10, Bama. 9, UCLA. 8, USC. It's LSU at 7. Oregon Ducks at 6. They're 8-1. Tennessee lost their first game. They're 5. TCU 4. Michigan 3. The Wolverines are 9-0 after they roughed up Rutgers and Piscataway big. They put 52 on them. Ohio State is number 2 after their ugly win against Northwestern. And Georgia, after beating Tennessee between the hedges, is ranked number 1 in the country again. So just so we're clear, there is massive action in college football this week. Starting tonight, you got a triple header of Maction. Eastern Michigan is at Akron, in Akron, and Eastern Michigan's laying 7.5. 55 is the number. Eastern Michigan 5-4, 2-3 in the MAC. Akron, the Zips 1-8, 0-5 in conference play. Ohio at Miami of Ohio in Oxford. Ohio's 6-3 and 4-1 in the MAC, and Miami's 4-5 and 2-3 in the MAC. Ohio is laying one on the road. 50 and a hook is the number. And then Ball State and Toledo at the Glass Bowl in Toledo. Ball State's been tough. 5-4, 3-2 in the MAC. Toledo 6-3, 4-1 in conference play. They're laying a fat piece of 11.5. 52 is the total. Keep an eye on that big spread. Ball State's been tough in a lot of games. Their quarterback, Paddock, has thrown for 2,200-plus yards and 16 touchdowns. Tomorrow night, you've got three more in Maction activity. Northern Illinois against Western Michigan. This one's at Waldo. Where's Waldo? In Kalamazoo. As the Huskies 2-7 and 1-4 in the MAC take on the Broncos 3-6 overall, 2-3 in the MAC. It's a pick 'em. 52 is the number. Buffalo at 5-4 and 4-1 in the MAC off their loss at Ohio goes to Central Michigan to take on the 3-6 Chips. They're 2-3 in the MAC. Buffalo laying 2. 55.5 is the number. And then Kent State is at Bowling Green. Kent State 3-6, 2-3 in the MAC. Bowling Green, impressive. 5-4 the turnaround. They're 4-1 in conference play. Kent at 3-6, favored by 2.5. 57 is the number. You might want to look at the Falcons there with a piece. And then Thursday night, you've got a pair of games. Tulsa at Memphis. Tulsa's awful. That's all I have to say. Memphis playing at the Liberty Bowl. They're 4-5, 2-4 in the American. And they're laying 6.5. 62 is the number. I'm done with Tulsa. I bet on them against Tulane, and they got their ass cleaned. So I'm done with Tulsa. Thanks so much. Georgia Southern let me down on Saturday. They're 5-4, 2-3 in the Sun Belt. Going to Cajun Field in Lafayette to take on the Louisiana Cajuns. 4-5, 2-4 in the Sun Belt. UL, the Cajuns, laying 3, 59.5 is the number. Friday night, 3 games, East Carolina at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's laying 5.5, 53.5 is the number. Colorado's at USC. The 9th-ranked Trojans are laying 34, 64 is the number. They're going to whack the Buffaloes. And Fresno State's at UNLV at Allegiant and San Jose de Macata, beautiful downtown Las Vegas. Fresno laying 10, 58 is the number.